Hi everyone, this is Karan.
And I'm Yashasvi.
And we are Bad and Bollywood.
And get your tissues out this week. Get a whole box of tissues because
we're not
it's jism time and we're not masturbating.
Yeah, we're not. You said we wouldn't do that live.
Well, we would.
Yeah.
But get your tissues anyway because we're going to make you cry.
Yeah, because sex or something. No, that's not it. That's not it.
I mean, yeah, that's how foreplay works, right?
Yeah, I don't even know how to get to this because we've been trying to figure out how to break the news to our children who have been listening to us.
You, my children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
It's not us, it's you.
Yeah, it's your
fault. I just...
This is this toxic fan base that's only been supportive and helpful throughout.
Yeah. Fuck you with your support and your helpfulness and your very sweet messages that make us cry sometimes.
Yeah.
I hate all
I
of
hate
you.
That. I do go back and read some of your messages when I'm feeling bad. So that's good.
Yeah, with a whole box of tissues. Yeah.
Okay.
For different reasons. Okay. For different reasons.
Yeah. So I don't know if you have noticed this, but we have not been posting as frequently. You know, it's a bit of a break.
Stop standing outside our houses.
Yeah, like, look, we get it.
It's not gonna happen.
Someone sent a message like, someone sent a message like, "Where's the next episode? Stop slacking, guys."
Yeah, one guy's like, "Get regular, you fucking slackers."
I genuinely was like, "Wow,
you know what?" Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, look. Should I just say it? I'm going to say it. Okay.
Just say it.
So, Van Bollywood are taking a break. We're taking a break.
More like a One Direction kind of break. More like a Daft Punk kind of
more
break.
More like a Daft Punk kind of break. This is the end, but don't say goodbye. Thanks for the murmurs. And this is going so well.
Yeah, both of us are moving to different time zones and we have work that is just fucking hectic to coordinate with, and eventually that's going to become very difficult. Already is difficult, that's why we haven't been able to record at all. And you can always find content that we make because Karan has his reels and you can follow him on @Karan_MIR. And if you stumble into a cave, there's about a 13% chance you'll find me hunched over naked making cave paintings.
Yeah.
But if you're not sure it's me, don't approach the person is what I'll say.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll still keep making content in our own way.
Yeah, we will. We will. My album's going to be called Karan Meer Chandani. Because Harry Styles, like the jokes that Harry Styles did an album after.
Oh,
and he just called it Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Yeah.
That's kind of low effort, right?
Yeah. What the fuck, Harry? Okay. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You're so lazy, Harry Styles. Jesus.
What do the other obscure ones do? What's the other guy? What are the other guy's names?
Oh, come on. Anisha, who's a big One Direction fan, who's listening to this, is furious right now. But,
Wait. Let me try to get this, okay? I know Harry. Mm-hmm. I know Harry. Okay. I know Zayn.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's about
it. So you just named the two main ones. So.
Who even fucking cares about the other ones?
Okay, I like Niall. Okay, I'm a Niall fan. Louis and Liam,
that too. I mean, Niall is one of the most interesting. One of the most interesting rivers in the world is the Niall. I would
oh,
agree
God,
with you.
Oh God, don't do
but,
that.
No. Okay, too stupid.
No,
come
it's
on,
great.
We're known for stupid jokes. We can do. Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's important to I'm gonna cry. No, it's important to like kind of look back on this stuff because I often go back and listen to episodes, which is
same.
It's not narcissistic at all that I listen to my own voice and I laugh at my own jokes. But
I mean, your jokes are funny. You should.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? Self love. No, I'm not doing this. So,
Okay.
At one point during the lockdown, because when lockdown first started, it's weird because it feels like we're going back in lockdown. And by the time this is out, maybe we will be back in lockdown. But at the beginning of lockdown, a lot of stuff was uncertain and I didn't know what I was doing with my life. I still don't, but somewhat I know. But I think like...
He knows, trust me guys, he knows.
But I think like the only kind of constant that I had was the podcast. Because we just would record every week. So I just messaged us, we're like, what movie we were doing this week. And we made it a weekly thing. We would watch a movie. At one point, we were watching movies like within 4 days, we'd have watched like two films. And like, It was ridiculous. Yeah. It was so, but it was the thing I look forward to because everything else was kind of, ah, we don't know what the fuck's going on, but we know that we can do this podcast. And actually, like, one of the fears when we first went into lockdown for me was like, God, we can't record the podcast because I don't know how online stuff works.
Yeah, we hadn't figured out like the location neutral podcasting thing. But when we did start like pumping out episodes and like people getting more and more interested, we had some really fucking fun moments as well after that. You know, some high highs with getting some really cool guests on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, getting the watch parties were the biggest highlight for me at least.
I think the watch parties are kind of what changed it. I remember it all started because I couldn't stand watching What's Your Rashi alone. Like just the thought of going through that alone was a nightmare. So I was like, hey, there's some people that follow us, right? Would they want to watch with us? And turns out
that's a ridiculous notion. I was like, why would anyone want to spend their Saturday night like that with us? And then, you know, you guys turned up and, you know, that makes me very emotional. As you know, I am very emotional.
Yeah, known for your emotion.
Yeah, known for my emotions. But yeah, it's been a very fun almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And you can still, you know, feel free to reach out to us whenever.
Yeah. You know, and who knows? Maybe we'll do good movies in like a couple of years. Maybe we'll come back and be like, hey, it's fine. We're just in good movies now. It's totally fine. So today we'll be doing The Godfather.
We'll be starting with Tenet.
Don't do that to me. By the way, my controversial opinion. I shouldn't be taking this farewell thing to talk about Tenet. I should not be doing that. But you know what? Fuck Tenet. If anyone likes Tenet, if anyone's out there, and if I'm alienating you by saying this, if you're a Nolan, no, I don't think our listeners are Nolan fans, really. I don't think.
Yeah, no, but, you know, in the middle of this, you know, very emotional farewell of ours, I would also like to pose a question. What if Rahul Dravid liked Tenet, Karan?
Well, you know, Tenet has some good qualities. So I think, like, the cool thing about the podcast was that we got to put it out every week, and, like, so I listen to a lot of podcasts and I listen to it when I'm like driving or like I need something in the background or to go to sleep because, you know, then I don't have to listen to my own thoughts, which is always good.
Yeah, you know, been there.
And it's nice hearing people say that they use our podcast for like, oh, I'm doing the dishes or I'm driving or working or sleeping or
whatever. You missed a spot, by the way, like right over there.
Oh, where?
Yeah, just clean it harder. Yeah.
Where? Yeah,
but yeah, he's right. It is nice to hear that people actually do listen to what we say and you know, actually care about our posting schedule.
Yeah, it's cool.
But yeah, so for one last time, let's go into the sexiest of
you can't. This is so jarring, right? Because like this is like genuinely heartfelt. Like I will miss all of you. I'll miss all of you. You're still on Instagram. The account's still there. You can still like check out all the posts that we put up and things like that. But it's weird because now we're going to talk about, because it's episode 69.
Because we are children. We have the fucking sense of humor of a 12-year-old boy. We're going to go.
Also, before we get into the movie, I just do want to give a bit of a peek behind the curtain. When we decided, like, hey, we can't keep going on with these episodes because we don't have time, we did go, but we got to do 69. Like, fuck everything else. 69 is important. It's a milestone.
Yeah. Because like a couple of episodes ago, like more than that, actually, our schedules were just not schedule, whatever.
Schedules.
Fuck it. Fuck you.
I don't know.
Fuck you. Yeah. they were just not matching. And like we couldn't find the time to do a lot of the movies that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, both of us are going to shift eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just getting harder and harder to do it. But we had to do 69 because we can't let you guys down on 68. You know, that's like that worse than getting out at 99. Worse than dying at 99, which no one of importance has done that in the last couple of days.
That's not happened. Yeah, what's up, Philip? Anyway.
Also, RIP DMX, you will be missed.
Okay, yes. So on that note. Jism. Speaking of bodies, I'm kidding.
Speaking of. You had to save the worst for last.
Yeah, you know what? Like, you have the reputation of the one that says, like, the worst things on the episode. So I'm going to outdo you. Just say horrible shit. Get fully, like, people are like, oh, fuck, Karan. And that's a good way because I don't want you to miss me. You know, I want you to remember that. What am I saying? Jism, sex time. Let's get into it.
It is sex time, isn't it? And the movie starts, as all movies should start, with Brill Cream and the smell of cigarettes through John Abraham.
Oh, man, John. John, man, it's good to see him. You know, it's good to see him because we had him in Doom. We haven't had enough John, to be honest, in this podcast.
It's good to see John when he wasn't on three different steroid cycles at the same time. You know, his head wasn't so massive. You know, his lips were proportional to his face, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
It's just nice to see John pre-steroids. And he looks pretty good, even though he's covered in blood and driving a Jeep, you know, like a Jeep.
Oh, he looks, he looks great. Like, I think this is the best he's looked. It's like this era to Doom, like he's kind of at his peak in how he looks.
When did it change? When did it start being like, John?
Actually, I think when, because like till the 2000s, mid-2000s, he was great. But I think when he switched to like Dostana, because he still looked good, but that's when the transition started. So I think.
Yeah, of his massive fucking head.
Yeah.
Speaking as a person with a massive head, dude, John, you got to cut it down. But, so we go into a flashback, obviously, where John is drinking on the streets. And, you know, we've had a lot of sexy alcoholic movies with Aditya Roy Kapoor.
Yeah.
That's his name, right? Yeah. I mean, he made a career out of being the sexy
69
alcoholic.
69 episodes and you still don't. Aditya Roy Kapoor, is that his name?
Who the fuck cares?
Hey, Instagram edits care, okay? Because Instagram edits love Aditya Roy Kapoor.
I mean, he's hot. Yeah, yeah. He's hot as fuck. Agreed. Okay. Agreed. I will admit, he's hot and vapid. Okay. Yes. I'm into that. Anyway. So he's lying drunk on the streets with his friends, played by Ranveer Shori and Vinay Pathak.
It's interesting seeing them, no? Like in these roles. Yeah. I on Prime, there was this movie with Rahul Bose for some reason today that I clicked on. Some movie with Malika, Pyar Ke Side Effects.
And, is that any good?
Oh, God. It's not. It's like very like, oh, I hate women type movie. But Ranveer Shori is the friend in it, and he's like disgusting in it, dude. His character is that he doesn't change his underwear for like 4 days. That's his character.
Why is who is?
I don't know why. Okay. Who wrote that?
Okay. Who sits down in a writer's room and goes like, you know what? That guy's trait is he's got stinky chuddies.
You know, writers are often writing about themselves when they're writing down things. So I'm worried for what that means about the writer involved. Like, I don't know what's up with that, but yeah, it's interesting seeing Ranveer Shore as like he's the friend, and like everyone, there's so many actors that have taken that friend role over time, but it's interesting seeing actors that are pretty critically acclaimed in terms of like they're the indie guys, you know, seeing them in this.
I mean, I love Vinay Pathak. Like ever since I watched Bheja Fry, I fucking loved Bheja Fry. How old was I when it came out? Anyway,
yeah.
But he was great in Bheja Fry. He's also like a critically acclaimed actor, and we're seeing like a resurgence of good actors on OTT platforms because they're like, oh, we need people who can actually act and not flex. But it's always nice.
Sorry,
to
Arjun Rampal.
Vinay Pathak. Okay.
Fuck it. We're going down, right? So like, I'm just taking everyone out. This is gonna be the me just talking shit about actors episode.
Only this one.
Yeah, like, I've never done it before. Ritik, listen, I'm sorry. I've never done it before.
Oh man, we've talked enough crap about Ritik for him to have serious issues.
I by the way, like we talked about, you know, we did a farewell and we didn't even thank the founding father of the podcast, which is Ritik Roshan. Like,
yeah.
He's like, his movies never disappoint. Like, I've watched every Ritik Roshan movie and they're always fucking bonkers. From Mujhse Dosti Karogi to even Koi Mil Gaya, honestly, to Mohenjo-daro. Like, think about Mohenjo-daro. Main Prem Ki Deewani Hoon.
Mohenjo.
So good. So yeah, thanks, Ritik. You guided us along the way. You know, when we felt lost, when we thought, oh, we did Kaal, that was boring. You know, you just had a movie for us, always.
In a way, Ritik was the womb in which this podcast was nestled.
I came out of his nethers, Ritik. So,
yeah, I'm just going to use the worst possible words just to put you guys off and be like, oh, thank fuck, that's over.
Yeah. Oh, man, Tiger also. This is going to be hard. Tiger, I'm really going to miss you.
Miss Tiger.
Because I'm not watching your fucking movies now.
You know, guys, I'm not ruling it out, but maybe 3 years down the line when Baagi 7 releases, maybe we're going to do an episode on Baagi 7.
Or we don't do any episodes, but every time there's a Baagi movie, we just do an episode. So it's just Baagi.
We just fuck it. Become the Baagi podcast.
We're just Baagi and Bollywood. That's it. There's no...
Yeah.
Boy.
But yeah, thank you, Ritik, and thank you, Tiger. Your immaculate abs, albeit lopsided abs, are really, you know, the motivating factor for us.
I still love you, so, Tiger. Anyway.
We should talk about Jism, right?
I think. Oh, God. You know, okay, one of the reasons we're being reluctant, besides the fact that, like, you know, we're a bit emotional and all over the place mentally, is also because this movie has nothing going on. Like, I know stuff happens, but it's fucking boring.
It's not a bad movie.
Yeah.
It's fucking boring. Like, dude, for a movie about steamy sex with two hot people, it's fucking boring.
Yeah. And there's some steamy, there's some weird scenes in this, you know? It's got like, and for 2003, there's some steamy scenes in it. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this without Yashasvi's questioning of how I know so much about the movie. This movie is copied from a movie called Body Heat that came out in 1981. How I know this? You know, like, sometimes we're just doing research. And like, I'm a dedicated podcaster. Uh-huh. So.
How old were you, Karan, when you watched this
16.
Movie?
Don't look into it. Anyway, it's...
Look, it's weird because we were watching the movie together. And then the scene comes out. It's like, ah, dude, that's directly lifted from Body Heat. I'm like, Karan, hey, what the fuck is Body Heat? Secondly, why do you know that?
Yeah, there's a scene. We'll get to it. So, John meets Bipasha in a bar. And he comes up to her and flirts with her in whatever way people flirt. Yeah.
I mean, you say flirts, but he kind of just says things in Upin Patel's voice. And I say Upin Patel's voice because it's the same voice actor as Upin Patel in 36 Chinatown, who's voiced a bunch of
shit. So much. So much. I had his name and now I have lost it. But this dude has done like Dino Moria, Sohail Khan, John Abraham, every debut actor who they were like, we don't think his voice.
Every knucklehead with muscles, he's done it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. They're just like, he looks good. But we're not sure about his voice, which is weird because I like
beefy and hard.
I like John's voice, to be honest. Like,
I want to say John has a restraint, but restraint implies he can offer more.
Monotone,
which he cannot. Mm.
Yeah, he can't.
So he just has a deadpan monotone.
Yeah, the guy's name, by the way, is Viraj Adhav. That's the guy's name who does the. So you know, respect to him, because I don't know how you do it, man.
So he meets Bipasha and their equivalent of flirting happens, which culminates into a very weird scene that I want to talk to you about.
Let's get into it. That's...
Okay. So, okay. You know the thing, right? Hey, you want to come over and see my vinyl collection?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the lie. That's the lie people use. I mean, I don't have a vinyl player or a vinyl collection, but that's apparently a thing that I have been seduced by. What? Anyway.
Works. Hey, look, I just, it worked every time with him. That's all I'm saying.
It did. Yeah. But Bipasha's line to get John back to her house. You want to see my wind chime collection?
Dude, you know what? If it was just that, cool. But the way she says that she spends her time with her wind chimes. So she said as a pastime, as a hobby. You know, when people say, oh, I go... fucking so I don't know, I can't think of hobbies right now. Music, I play guitar, I sing, I paint, that's my hobby. I listen to wind chimes. Like, how much time does that take as a hobby? I guess it's an effective hobby in a capitalist society because you only get like 10 minutes to yourself. So like,
that's true. And we have given you guys homework before, but homework assignment: if any of you are on dating apps, change your bio to I like to sit and listen to my wind chimes, and let us know in our chat or our comments, whatever the fuck we have.
And you know John, John is down bad because he says "Kafi dilchasp hai ye wind chimes."
He's legit showing interest in the wind chimes. I'm like, yo, come on, John, have some like a little bit of self-respect.
He starts playing with the wind chimes. I was like, that's a 30-second conversation, and I say this as someone that will pretend to like anything just to make someone feel okay. I will say, yeah, I love that band, you know, but like. Wind chimes, it's so hot. God.
It is. But then, Bipasha, like, he goes and gently strokes Bipasha's cheek, okay? And Bipasha's like, no, fuck you. And John, being a man, you know, who a decent human being who understands the concept of consent, promptly leaves and doesn't come back. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's exactly what doesn't fucking happen. So, John, goddamn, I'm into wind chimes, Abraham. Here's the wind chimes again. And takes that as a sign. By the way, before we get into, like, Bipasha's reaction, which I still am confused by, John Abraham hears the wind chimes and goes, oh, actually, she wants sex. Because the wind was blowing? Like,
No. It's, have you heard of the scientist called Pavlov?
Oh, God, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, because I only know enough about Pavlov through Instagram posts and random pop psychology shit. So she Pavloved him.
Okay. See, every time he has wind chimes. Which, by the way, this movie has a lot of. Like, let's just get into that. Like, this, the wind chimes play constantly as if they mean something. And I'm like, no. Fuck, stop trying to attach words to me wind chimes.
She tried to kill him with the wind chime eventually. No, I mean, there's nothing interesting that happens with the wind chime throughout this movie. Or John Abraham, for that matter. But he goes back to the house.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's kind of like a French door, French window, whatever the fuck. I don't know. I'm not an architect.
Yeah.
And he starts banging on it really creepily. And Karan mentioned in the movie Body Heat that she was into that.
Yeah.
When that was happening. You know, it's, the scene plays out the exact same.
Mm.
And she kind of wants him to break in. And then they do. And then they have whatever the fuck they have.
Yeah.
But here, Bipasha looked scared. So it was so scary and creepy when John's just banging against the window with his creepy Brill Cream hair.
Also, John showed not longing, but just creepy. Like, look. Okay. Even the scene in Body Heat with the good acting is problematic because they're just saying, like, breaking in is actually sexy. Like, that's what they're kind of going for. So I think that's weird. But in this, it just feels like he's breaking in and Bipasha is just, like, she's frozen in fear because this guy is, like, going to kill her. Yeah, and then he does, because that's what it seems like. You might as well.
Okay. Have you guys seen that video of the two grizzly bears fighting in Yellowstone National Park? Because that's exactly what it fucking looked like. They were just fucking headbutting each other. Like, that's gonna hurt. John's got a big forehead.
What's with kissing in the 2000s, dude? It's fucking horrible. There's no good kissing in the 2000s.
Everyone knows kissing was invented after 2000.
Yeah, right. Before that, they were just like inhaling and exhaling into each other's mouths. I was just trying to eat food off of each other's mouths. Like, what is that technique? Man, anyway.
It's, you know, like in Alien, the movie, when those face hugger things...
Yeah!
It's kind of like
that's
that.
Like their mouths. But anyway, so they...
So,
yeah, they
in a way, Ridley Scott is responsible for Jism.
Yeah.
But they do they do the sex, or as Karan would very aptly put it, usne uska biscuit kar
diya. Oh, I wouldn't even... Honestly, they fucking say it in the movie. Like, I thought I was, like, exaggerating when I was like, oh, you know... Bollywood says sex really weird, but they said it. It's really bistar garam. I thought that was like an 80s term, or like even before that. It's weird. Anyway.
Sounds weird. That's kind of more like, it sounds like you pissed the bed rather than actually slept there.
Yeah, it's like it's a sweaty day and you're like, it's just warm now because you're laying in bed.
You just piss in the bed. Yeah, that's normal. Anyway.
That's happened to me.
So. Anyway.
Yeah, I had to clean up a lot yesterday. So anyway, let's moving on from...
every fucking day. Anyway, so now the movie gets so fucking boring that I don't remember what happens next.
So what happens next, I'll tell you, what I describe as like just the angsty portion of this movie. Even, and it's like the movie doesn't know that the plot, it's like they don't know that the plot's reached angsty yet. Like there's no reason to be angsty yet, but he is angsty all of a sudden, even though their relationship was based on Jism Ki Bhook, you know? So... Yeah. Why suddenly is he angsty? Not sure. And like, he spends a lot of time drinking and moping around, and one time he gets really drunk.
Look, but see, at least in the Aditya Roy Kapoor movies, from what I've read on Wikipedia and definitely not watched in my, you know, pajamas eating ice cream, is that he becomes this angsty alcoholic after the breakup or after he realizes he can't be with her. But he's consistently been an alcoholic. So this is consistent behavior.
Yeah.
So what the fuck has changed?
Yeah, he's not happy at all. It's just, I think it's, she says at one point that she loves him and kind of admits that she's not happy in her marriage. And like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the extent. And then he completely spirals after that because maybe he's like, oh, now it's not just hawas, it's love. So now what am I going to do? Maybe that? I don't know. It doesn't make sense either way.
Yeah, but she's also married to Gulshan Grover. So, you know, give or take. I mean, would you be happy if you'd been married to Gulshan Grover if you're not me?
Yeah, I would be
happy to be married to
Gulshan Grover. I was going to say, that's unacceptable coming from you. That's, you can't be saying that.
I mean, Gulshan and I are endgame. You know that, right?
I will ask you this though, right? With your attraction to Gulshan, look, you find him really attractive. And
yeah.
Does he come off as a Rohit ever? Has Gulshan Grover ever pulled off a Rohit?
Gulshan has been Kabira. Okay. Gulshan has been a lot of things in his career.
Yeah.
But Rohit, the quintessential early 2000s hero name, it's just not
good. Yeah, it's Hrithik. You know? That's who it is.
Yeah.
It's Hrithik.
Who the fuck looks at Gulshan Grover and goes like, that's Rohit.
It's just, he could have been...
Are you fucking blind?
Al-Zira or Mogambo or I don't know, just... He just a weird evil name. Appropriate him that way. That sounds.
Yeah.
Just give him the evil name. That's Jazeera, all he deserves. Jalzeera. I don't know. I was going with Kabira. What rhymes with Kabira? I don't know. If you have any Gulshan names, just DM me. Let me know. Or DM
us. I'll tattoo actually. Them as soon as as soon as you DM them to me, I will tattoo them on my body.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Right next to the tattoo near my nipple of Gulshan's face.
Yeah,
And eventually, a life-size tattoo of Gulshan's face on my own face.
I've been saying, man, you need to get that. Like, I know lockdown's been, it's been hard to get tattoos. So, eventually. Yeah,
I need to get that Gulshan bought first. But, so he's moping around and he's drinking more than usual, I think.
Mm.
And his two friends... And this is what I think it's a better part of the movie is that, you know how most movies tend to forget the friends? Like, then they don't really play a big part of what's going on in the movie. They're just there to bounce thoughts out off.
Yeah.
But the friends actually pay, at least Vinay Pathak plays a bigger role in this movie. Mm-hmm. So Vinay Pathak is a cop. And in case you're wondering what John does, apparently he's a lawyer, but I haven't seen him do any lawyering.
Yeah. You're telling
law
me,
law students and lawyers.
One second. Yeah. He goes up to this criminal. He's the lawyer of and says, hey, don't get caught. There are 101 ways to escape. 100 ways to escape, but 101 ways to get caught. So by that maths, 101 minus 100. So yeah.
Does that track?
I don't know. What is the math on that? How did he read a book on it? Was it like a, you know how there's like 7 habits of highly effective people? There's a book that's like 101 ways.
There's 101 Dalmatians. I think that's
what it is. That's what it is. He just misunderstood it. So that's being a lawyer. You sit down, you chill with them, and then you drink the rest of the time because you just need to just give them some advice and fuck off.
You know, having met quite a few lawyers, that kind of tracks.
Fucking hell. deep fried neurons. This is not.
Yeah.
I just want to say
this is not a call. Out. Yeah, definitely not. Actually, he doesn't drink at all.
Yeah. God damn it. Is he even a lawyer if he's not drinking?
Wow, generalizations by Baden Bollywood.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it, we're leaving
fuck it. Everyone's a dick. that's a dynamic, like him and Frankie, who will come into play somewhat, but not really later. Gulshan, so Bipasha and John just fucking sex it up. She gets him a hat at one point.
He blindfolds her and then puts ice on her belly button.
Yeah, that was comfortable to watch for both of us just together watching that.
So just two friends sitting and watching ice on Bipasha Basu's belly button.
Yeah, Bollywood's fascination with belly buttons is always going to make me uncomfortable. And especially in this scene with the ice stuff.
Okay. I'm going to ask you like one of, you know, life's most important questions.
Be careful because we're talking about ice on belly buttons. Anyway.
The Malika Sharawat weird belly jiggling scene from Murder or the weird ice on belly button scene from Jason? Which one made you more uncomfortable?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question. So this one, not to divulge more about what I'm watching, is copied also. Like the ice thing is from like 28 Days Later or something. Like that. Some, not 28 Days Later. One of those movies, 9.5 weeks. One of those movies that have like a number as their title. And it was just a sex movie.
28 Days Later, a horror movie with Cillian Murphy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just doing it to the zombies. It's fine. So this one, I kind of anticipated more. But the Malika one like really got to me. Because it was just like the way it was moving and stuff. Like it was just like, oh God.
Yeah, I know. Same. I jumped behind the couch, you remember?
Yeah, God. Terrifying. It's horrible. Terrifying. So yeah, they do a lot of sex. And while they're doing, when Jadu and Ashaya is playing, great song. And Gulshan shows up a day early. He's supposed to come like the next day, but he shows up a day early. Saying no, his dialogue, like the way they didn't write him dialogue for his intro, because he's not important. So he just went like, hey, Sonia, I'm so glad to see you. Nonsense. Just, he didn't make any sense if you pay attention to what he's saying. It's just ridiculous.
I mean, if I were a director thinking of casting Gulshan Grover for an improv comedy role, that's not going to be his fucking highlight reel, is it?
Yeah, it's not. And he does that really dumb thing, which is like, oh, someone is there.
The fake art.
Someone is there among us. And like, John's hiding in the bushes. God, Among Us was like a lockdown one scene, wasn't it? Fuck. It's
been ages. I played Among Us twice, like in the entirety of the lockdown. Yeah. And both times I wasn't the imposter, and both times they yeeted me out of the fucking spaceship. Wow. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, it's just because, yeah, I don't think people trust. I'm not saying they don't trust you. Like, I'm just saying, like, you're just, you're great. Love you, man. Okay. Anyway, moving on. He's just silent. He's staring at me. Dude, I would get yeeted out too, because I just don't. By the way, I never played it. I played it once and I was like too flustered by it. But anyway, so like, Gulshan is like, oh, someone's among us while John's hiding. And then he's like, oh, just kidding. It's just a prank, darling. It's just a prank. What? What?
It's just a prank, bro.
What up, invaders? It's your boy. It's just like, Gulshan as a YouTube pranker would be amazing. I'd be on board, to be fair.
Who? Okay, what kind of like not mainstream actors YouTube channel would you subscribe to?
You know, I have in the past suggested one that was really bad. But I'm going to...
Alia Bhatt.
No, we won't get into it because I'll have to edit it out anyway. But do you remember on the Aitraz episode where I said, and everyone was like, oh God, you can't say that. Do you remember that? Anyway, just moving on.
It was something horrible, wasn't it?
It was an actor that I shouldn't have said, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Whose YouTube channel? I think if I wanted to just like get really into drugs, then Ranveer Singh, because it gets me excited. You know, he's just...
Five ways cocaine can change your life.
Yeah, not that it's related to Ranveer. I'm just saying he gives off, like, that excited energy. That's what I'm...
Yeah, we're not saying Ranveer does.
Yeah, not saying that at all. I'm just saying he's super into coffee. And, like, that's good for me also because I'm into coffee. Into coffee, actual coffee. That's not a metaphor.
Okay, totally.
Oh, my God. I've tangled. Moving on from you, who would you...
Karan's drug problem rips apart bad and bully.
That's what we're not telling you. Yeah, Jasmine's holding back tears. This is not funny. This is...
There'll be like a fucking five reasons why Bad and Bollywood broke up. One, Karan's crippling cocaine habit.
There'll be like a Stairmaster 69 account that's like, release this video, inside scoop on Bad and Bollywood. And it'll be my drug habit. Anyway, this is just, that's, this, yeah. Totally. Moving on to your YouTube channel that you would follow.
That I would follow. It's a hard one. When he was alive, probably Amrish Puri.
God damn it. That's the one. That's the one that I was talking about. God. Fuck you.
I knew it. Okay. I'm just going to say
fuck
it.
Fuck you for doing that. Yeah, on the Aitraz episode, because I did completely left my mind, because I love Amrish Puri.
I remember.
And yeah, wait to edit that out. But fuck it. I'm just going to tell you guys. I said that it'd be great if Amrish Puri had a YouTube channel where he didn't give a fuck and everyone just went, Karan, you know that. It's like, oh God. Yeah, Amrish Puri would be great, like if he was alive.
And he's done this a couple of times, bro, the Van Halen
one. Oh my God. Hey, look, I love all of them. The Valhalla, what is his name? Van Halen. He's great, great guy. Love him. This is broken down. Speaking of breaking down, John has a meltdown.
He does. And okay, the security in Gulshan's house is a fucking joke, because every time he's having a meltdown, he just hides behind one of the pillars in the house and grabs Bipasha. It's not funny. I mean, he's fucking grabbing her, but the security is a fucking joke, and he's supposed to be some big time gangster, right? I mean, we didn't mention that he was supposed to be loaded as fuck because he's a gangster.
Well, by the way, the movie doesn't mention that. Like, the movie kind of just vaguely alludes to it. You know, the movie's like, we think he's a gangster. We don't know. Speaking of like his breakdowns at the house, like if he was playing hide and seek, he'd be caught instantly. Like that dude is barely hiding behind the pillar and Gulshan can't spot him. It's nonsense. I do want to get into the John Abraham being mad about this, because it just didn't work for me. I was like, one second. We'll get into like how he's insane and actually probably the villain in this scenario. But why is he mad? Because like he knows that Bipasha's mad. It's not like Bipasha lied to him. So this is an affair, right? That's how affairs work. And I understand someone being upset or like, you know, like, oh, a bit hurt because, you know, it does hurt your ego, whatever. But this fucking, like, meltdown where he's calling her and being like, why aren't you answering? Well, you know why. Like, that's, you're having an affair with a married woman. Like,
I think they originally intended for him not to know, but they just forgot to change the script. Because, like, it would make more sense if she hadn't mentioned that she was married and then suddenly, like, the whole Gulshan scene happened.
Yeah.
Then that would have made sense. But she was very clear from the start. Like, hey, I'm married, but we're just gonna have sex.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not condoning an affair, but I'm just saying if you're in this situation, you kind of know how it works, right? Like, I think you're right in that I think they forgot because it doesn't, it's very jarring.
It doesn't track at all. A general rule of thumb is don't have an affair.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, by the way, that disclaimer as well. We in Bad and Bollywood don't condone affairs. I guess.
How many things do we know? We've not condoned so many things.
Yeah, except drugs. That's fine. Anyway, so.
Oh, way ahead of you, buddy.
Oh, man. Fucking hell, where do we go? Yeah, so he calls a lot. Like, he calls when they're at the party. He calls, like, all day. And, like, Gulshan even gets mad. He's like, "Je pata nahi main kitna ganda aadmi hu." And I'm like, "Yeah, tell us. Like, I don't know what's going on. I
don't know either, Gulshan. Enlighten the class, will
you? I just thought you were into real estate and stocks. That's what they said. Like, finance deals. Yeah. Like, fuck, just tell me.
Also, they do the scene which happens in most of these cheating kind of scenarios where the cheater and the husband meet. Mm. And the husband is super oblivious and the cheetah is just like tadpoing from the inside.
Yeah.
So they did that. And John's, you know, tadapta hua expression is the fun. It's like puppy dog eyes, but on a bulldog.
Yeah, it's so jarring.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Bulldogs are really cute and stuff like that. But what a fucking 100 kg hunk of meat when you put like puppy dog eyes. Just like, that doesn't
And that's like his go-to expression in this movie. Like he goes for that all the time. And they also do the trope in within that trope of, you know, the husband and the cheater meet is where the cheater is very explicit that he may be in an affair because he'd be like, "Haan, aapki property bahut khoobsurat hai." Fucking staring at Bipasha. Yes. And Bipasha staring at him back while they're dancing. And Gulshan's just like, "Hey guys, you guys want champagne? Like, what's going on? The fuck?"
This beacon of feminism that is Johnny Abraham.
Oh, I mean,
not at all implying that Bipasha is property.
Dude,
God.
Earlier on, he says, the people want to come up and sit down next to you because of the jism that's inside your clothes. And I was like, oh, God.
Can you go 5 minutes without saying something fucking creepy?
Why can't I just have like a sexy movie that's not misogynistic and like incredibly just...
You know why? Because it won't sell.
Oh, God. Like, if you're doing sexy, then just fucking go all out, right, Bollywood? Like, why? Why shame people then? I don't get it.
Yeah. At least they didn't do the sanskari swerve like they did with Murder.
Oh, God. Thank God. Yeah, this one didn't have sanskar in it. There was not a sanskar to be found. Because, like, that was... the hero is like, you can cheat, but just get away with it. Like, you can do bad shit, just don't get caught. Like, that's his, like, his motto.
Yeah, at least they showed him to be, like, a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So that's...
It works.
I don't want to give points to this movie. Fuck it. Anyway. So, yeah. Now... A very uncomfortable scene.
Oh, God. So, up to this point, right? I was like, Yashasvi, this seems to be like a logical... Like, don't things seem to just be happening? And he was like, uh-oh. What? Because I watched it a little before and he was like, what do you mean? What
do you know that I don't?
And like, it's weird. And I'm...
Immediately.
Yeah, and I do want to like clarify. I'm not laughing at what happens because what we're going to describe is horrible. But I'm just laughing at the escalation of it. Like, it just came out of nowhere. And they were like, yeah, this is the movie now. Deal with it.
Yeah, so... It's weird because the movie was pretty evenly paced and, you know, not a lot is happening. Yeah, they're cheating. That's about it. Mm. But then Bipasha shows up at John's house and she says, you know, why won't you be with me? He's like, oh, no, you're married or whatever the fuck. Mm. I can't be with you. So she's like, okay, before I go, can I use the restroom? And then she comes out with her hands behind her back and she's walking towards John. And then she's like, can I have one last kiss before I go? and they make out, and then you find out that she slit her own wrists in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, you were doing one thing in the movie as a director. You were doing one thing.
Yeah.
You were establishing this. And then suddenly you just like shoot the audience in the dick like that.
Yeah, it's so like, oh, fuck this. How do we get to the next beat? They were just like, how do we get to the next beat, which is, hey, we're going to kill the husband, right? So like to get there, they were like, wow, we haven't done fuck all for a while. So let's just like jumpstart this.
Using self-harm as a plot device isn't...
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Like, isn't beneath any of these fucking directors that we know we've seen in a bunch of movies that we've done, even in fucking Hollywood, that god-awful 13 Reasons.
Oh, God, yeah.
But, yeah, but this was just like, why? There are so many different ways like you could have showed that which didn't involve this fucking stupid shit and seemed so incongruous with the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I think, and you know what it is, like, so they, for a while, they were like trying to tell the story where Bipasha's not happy in the marriage, right? So it's weird because the story was there. They didn't need to do this. She said to him at one point before Gulshan shows up that she's not happy in this marriage. And then when John's pissed, she could have just gone to John and said, hey, I'm not happy in this marriage, actually, like I said before. So let's kill him. And even though that's extreme, at least it doesn't have to do... We didn't have to do this to get there, is what I'm saying. It was right there. The story was there. So anyway, they decide now to murder him because that's how it works.
The normal escalation of things, like, oh, I'm unhappy in this marriage, let's kill him.
Just, what about a divorce? Ah, the prenup. You know, there's a fucking prenup. So is that enough reason? Like, for John, she's saying, hey, I don't care about money, right? And she says, oh, you won't love me if I don't have money. But then John's like, no, I'm actually okay with you not having money. He says that in a really twisted...
No, but it was a very confusing dialogue because she says he's very dangerous and they'll kill both of them. And that's why you can't be together. But then it was also like, oh, I've signed a prenup so I won't be rich if I leave him. So which one is it? Are you not leaving him because he's a scary dude? Because that's a good enough premise to go with, you know, without the whole self-harm angle. And the other premise is that, oh, I want the money too, which would immediately probably set off alarms in John's head, but John's fucking stupid.
Yeah, and he's, you know, so, down bad, so.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, it's fucking beat. So, John is supposed to plot the murder of Gulshan, and oh my
God. What is this? Dude. Honestly.
A fucking cockatoo could come up with a better murder plan.
And look, we'll come back to this, I guess, because you know I love a plan. You know, this is the one of the things about Bad in Bollywood that we all know is that I love a good plan. You know, I love a good 5-55 minute. And they could have given us this. It would have been exciting. It would have been like, okay, Bipasha, this is what I'm going to do. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. And like just laying out the steps. Maybe even do that fucking trope where as he's speaking, the thing's actually playing out. You know, all that stuff. So many just heist movies.
Yeah, Ocean's 11 it.
Yeah, Ocean's 11 it, dude. Ocean's 11, this murder. But the way they did it was like, John was like, I have a plan. Then they show him like running around, signs into some hotel. We don't know what the fuck's going on. And then he doesn't have a plan. Because, okay, this is the part I want to discuss with you. He does Bipasha in some fucking store where they've probably terrified everyone that works there. Because they keep trying to like kiss.
Current. It's a Provogue store. Okay, it was high fashion in 2003.
It was, yeah. So they're there. But, yeah, they're there and like, that's what I don't understand is he says, make sure that he leaves the house at 2:30.
What does that mean? Like 2:30, no date specified, no AM, PM specified. Just make sure he leaves the house at 2:30. Like how the fuck would she do that?
Yeah, and okay, let's say he said, make sure he leaves the house at 2:30. But then he doesn't leave the house, dude.
Yeah, like John again hides behind the pillow. The same pillow he's been hiding behind to harass.
Gulshan doesn't move. Like, Gulshan has a Lakshman Rekha situation going on with that pillow. Like, he does not cross that area. He's stuck behind it forever.
Gulshan does give me Sita vibes. Yeah, yeah. So, Gulshan's packing heat. He's got a six shooter with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
And if you, oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You know, I walked into that. Gulshan might be packing heat. Because I don't know. When we eventually do get together, I'll let you guys know. But when you're planning a murder, you would prefer it if the guy you're trying to murder didn't have a gun.
Yeah.
I mean, ideally.
Ideally, yeah. I don't want like a duel. I just want to kill him. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying I want to murder anyone.
Yeah, by the way.
But if I would.
Yeah. Important disclaimer that we don't actually. Man, people can clip up our stuff so easily. Like, it's so easy to just take something I said or you said and put it up there. It'd be horrible. Anyway.
My God. Our top 20 horrible moment list.
I'm going to make another list, actually. As like a, you know, just I'm going to do a roundup of everything that we've ever said. And just put it out there and submit it to the courts. Because it ain't going on Instagram. It's going to the courts. Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, he shows up there. And like, Kushan has a gun. What does John have, Yashasvi? Like what? What does he have?
His meaty shoulders and a stick.
Man, he didn't even have
John's just like, I'm gonna beat him up with my head. at least get a kitchen knife.
Yeah,
man.
There's not even a knife.
A Tupperware ka dabba would have been better.
I don't get this. What is the plan? Show me the plan. Your plan is I'm gonna show up his house, hide behind the pillar like I do, and then try to kill him. Oh, he has a gun. Fuck. Plan cancel. My friendship with Plan is cancel now. Just
and you know they showed him getting this fucking cartoon bomb off the guy we mentioned earlier.
My God, this
yeah that criminal we mentioned Frankie. Earlier, like he gave him this fucking Wile E. Coyote Acme bomb. And I thought at least I genuinely thought for a second that he was going to plant it in the car, and then when Gulshan gets in the car, he's going to blow the car up. You know,
yeah.
Simple. Just fucking godfather it, dude. It's been done before.
Yeah, why did we have that fight scene which was such bullshit? And by the way, that fight scene, I need to stress this. Gulshan can't see his face. So like the fight is that Gulshan doesn't know who he is, even though they're like staring at each other. But because it's dark, even though I can clearly see light, like streams of light coming in from the fucking moon. Have you heard about the moon? And he's like, oh, I can't see you. Who are you? Who are you? And then like John's like, with one hand trying to save his life, but the second hand is just pushing his face away. That's his
also,
plan.
Guys,
not even a mask.
Who's gonna win in a fight? John, who was probably conceived and born in a gym, or Gulshan?
Gulshan.
The dad bod of dad bods. It's gonna be Gulshan, and Gulshan kicks his ass in the movie, gets over right over there. I wish, but this doesn't happen.
God, it's just fucking awara.
John manages to. Fuck it. Yeah, John kills Gulshan, which made me cry a little bit.
By the way, like, even the kill was underwhelming. Like, it wasn't like, you know, if you're doing a kill and if you're doing a situation where, oh, now I'm in jeopardy, there has to be a moment where you think you're going to die. So, like, you know, the fucking blade point near your eye situation, and then you turn it around?
Mission Impossible. Yeah.
It's like kind of like Mission Impossible 3. This movie reminds me. It doesn't. It doesn't remind me of anything. Doesn't.
This movie, it does remind us of one thing towards the end, but we'll get to
Oh, God. And yeah, he didn't even have that. He just whacked him with a stick and Gulshan was like, yeah, I guess I'm dead. Was he even dead? Like, what the fuck? I thought the twist was going to be that Gulshan never died, genuinely.
I was fully ready to believe that Gulshan was going to come back from that. And it didn't happen, which is just so fucking underwhelming. Anyway, so they take Gulshan's body to a factory and then they just blow the factory up and he burns up, I guess.
Do they even, by the way, there was no explosion sound. At least if you're going cartoon Acme, you got to do the, you know, one John's running away sound effect, the... Like, I don't know how to say it, but you know, the cartoon running away, yeah. And then the bomb explosion sound effect. Nah, none of that. Fuck that. Who cares about effects?
Yeah. Anyway, so now Gulshan is dead, and then we get the real fucking protagonist of this movie, and that protagonist is the Jaitaad.
Oh, God, the Jaitaad.
The fucking will.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. So this is so fucking stupid.
This is the dumbest shit ever.
So Gulshan had written a will in which half of his property would go to Bipasha, which is stupid because they'd signed a prenup apparently. Right? So how does that even work?
I just realized, what the fuck? Wait, what?
Yeah, what the fuck was the prenup about then?
Nonsense.
I don't even know. Anyway, so half of it was supposed to go to Bipasha and half of it was supposed to go to his alcoholic sister. You're like, yeah, that's a little harsh. Was she actually an alcoholic? Yes, because the first time they mention her, like, how will baby hospital run? Like, what?
Oh, baby.
That's how you introduce the character?
Dude.
Like, okay, I guess.
Oh my God. You're not even exaggerating. Like, her character, when they were like writing character sketches, and you write a little description, hey, this is what the character is. Drunk. Just There's no like alcohol or rum. She likes chugging them down. That's it. That's all she is.
Profile description, rum.
And it's such a weird thing, right? Because there's moments where you're like, hey, this character actually went through some stuff, you know, later on.
Yeah.
But then you're like, but then they're only portraying her as a person that's money hungry and is drunk. But she, her motivations are completely aligned and good and moral. It's really...
But then John's motivations are money hungry, drunk, and horny. So like...
Nah, he's better because he's John. He's a man. It's okay for men to drink in this movie.
Yeah. But, it's okay for men to be horny and drink, right? That's just how JCM cinematic universe operates.
JCU. That's, I think Murder and Raz, maybe not Raz, but Murder definitely comes in that. Like Jism 1, Jism 2, Jism 3, because there are three of them. Do you know that? There's three of them.
Yeah, some fucking reason. Because I was looking this up on YouTube, like the movie, and I found Jism 3. You're doing it, like, they made three of these?
Oh, God. Yeah, so. One thing we forgot to mention is Bipasha, before Gulshan is even killed, is like, I need the will changed to all the property comes to me because the drunk sister is like, she's not going to support the niece and I will support the niece. That's her first thing. After Gulshan dies, John finds out that the will has been changed and he's been made the executioner, executionist.
We're lawyers, as you can clearly tell. He's the executionist of the will. And they want to be as suspicious, as less suspicious as possible, but they shouldn't have hired John as a lawyer in the first place. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And secondly, John tells her, you know, oh, that's fucking like his reaction, right, to this suggestion. So his reaction to Bipasha's suggestion or Bipasha's coercion is that, yeah, we'll murder him. But she's like, oh, can I make the will in my name? Like, are you fucking insane? I'm like, John. In terms of bonkersness of a plan, changing a will and murdering someone are on two very different ends of the spectrum. Dude. Okay? One reaction would be appropriate for the other one, but I'll let you figure it out.
Yeah, dude. Oh my God. But I also love the way he said it. He was like, are you insane? We just have to kill him. It's so good. I don't think the comedy gold in that. Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful. They have this meeting, right, where all the lawyers and the drunk sisters, they're fucking drinking there as well.
The drunk sister is drinking, surprise.
Yeah.
But she says that, you know, Bipasha's, she's done some jhol and she's fucking killed my brother.
Yeah.
Okay, and no one pays her any attention because she's drunk and she's a woman. Mm. So, John finds out that the will has been split and he's obviously pissed off. And Bipasha shows up at his house. But before that, Vinay Pathak's like, listen, I'm a cop. I know when things are amiss and you're my friend. So please tell me. All Vinay does in this movie is like, dude, you know, I'm being a good friend. Tell me if you're doing some fucked up
stuff. Yeah, that and yell at his wife, that. But that's the side.
And yeah, Vinay Pathak's piece of shit also in this movie. Just keeps yelling at his wife. Like, what kind of character descriptions are you guys writing? Can't you have like normal personality traits? Like, oh, he likes guzzles or something like that. That's a personality trait.
Yeah.
Like, no.
He's into wind chimes. Look at this list. Into wind chimes. A drunk sister yells at his wife. He's casual about murder, which is Ranveer Shori. He's like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, Ranveer Shori is super cash about his friend being murdered. Like, if Karan's like, yo, listen, I killed someone, I'd have a few questions.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Karan, why the fuck are you incriminating me?
Yeah, yeah. Fucking fair enough.
I'd have a few questions, but Ranveer's like, yeah.
I'm glad he's dead. I'm just saying, I'm chill with it. You know, it's that's his fault.
Yeah. So he tells her that you shouldn't have changed the will now that they know something's up.
Mm.
And then he goes to a bar to drink because he's a drunk. And there's only one bar in Pondicherry where this is set, and the only two alcoholics in the city meet over there, which is John and the drunk sister.
Yeah.
And the drunk sister reveals important information to us.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I love Abbas Mastan twists.
I do.
And I love twists in general, you know. And if I didn't know the general plot of the movie from before, which I kind of remember, I would have been surprised by this twist. But the way they delivered it is just so fucking horrible.
Yeah.
She says that, you know, she had a bhabhi who was, Gulshan's first wife. and she was suffering from pneumonia, and then she went to her room and found the windows wide open in Jade ka Mausam, and the blankets were on the floor.
Such
and
a
she
boring
was
fucking story.
Dying.
God.
Yeah, my God. Kill her in a more interesting way. Jesus Christ. Fuck, man. And the nurse was nowhere to be found. So she tries to help the sister. She shuts the window. She puts the blanket on her, and the nurse comes back. The nurse doesn't help, and the wife dies. And do you know who that nurse was? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, everyone's like, yeah, we know it's Bipasha. Do you know who it is? Yeah, we figured we know. We know now that it's Bipasha. But do you know?
But
it's like, you know what? It's not even just the fact that the story is kind of shit and like boring. It's also the structure of the way she says it, because she says like, hey, this nurse, this reminds me of a nurse back in the day who had a lehek in her eyes, which is like lust for murder, I guess. And then she ends the story with, you know who the nurse was? Bipasha. So she was saying this Bipasha reminds me of a nurse that had lehek in her eyes, but then says the nurse is Bipasha. So it's like, but then you said it reminded her. She is. It doesn't remind you.
Oh,
she Karan. Is.
You remind me so much of my podcast co-host back in the day. His name was Karan.
Yes. The sentence structure was fucking infuriating on that. I was like, what are you doing?
All over the place.
Yeah.
But as far as reveals and backstories go, that was a very thunder reveal and a thunder backstory.
Even John was like,
a good...
fuck off.
I mean, it's a good fake out. I wouldn't have expected that. I wouldn't have expected Bipasha to be the bad guy here. But yeah, you could have done a lot more with that, which they didn't.
Yeah,
and
this movie didn't do a lot.
Now that the Jayadad is in Bipasha's name, she's gone from super into John and wanting to fuck him all the time to like catty and like, ha ha ha, what are you doing here, you piece of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. She changes as soon as the movie reveals that she's the killer. Or like,
that other movie. What's it called? The one with Shahid.
Oh, Fida.
Yeah. That's the one.
Hidden episode that you will never listen to.
We never released
that. Yeah, we never released for that. God, that was a train wreck.
It's horrible.
Yeah, God. So she changes completely in the store. She's like, oh, were you sleeping with her? What the fuck? Because John's like, no, I just found out that you killed your husband. It was like very bad tactics from a villain to like subvert the topic. It was just like, sex. Just that's it.
Yeah. But now what happens in the movie? Because I'm kind of at a
It's
loss.
A nonsense. It's just fucking dog shit. So like from this point on, so John, once he realizes that, he's like really stressed out. Then Vinay Pathak confronts John saying like, hey, by the way, where were you? I just want to find out. He was like, yeah, I was at Hotel Regency. Like, and John also has that very extreme reaction, which is like, what? Is it illegal to go to Chennai? Is it like Pakistan? Is an actual thing he says. Is Chennai like Pakistan? And I was like, dude, calm the fuck down. You need to.
Calm the fuck. Yeah, that's definitely not guilty behavior at all, is it?
So he tells Vinay Pathak this. Then he tells Bipasha that, hey, we need to fucking go. Especially after Ranveer Shore confronts him, you know, like saying, hey, I think he's on to you. Because he checked in with the hotel manager.
You know, it's kind of like if your friend comes out to you and you're like, oh, yeah, you know what? That's completely fine. Obviously, I'm not a homophobe. He's like, oh, yeah, it's completely fine. You're a murderer. It's great. That's
yeah,
totally
the
okay.
Tone is very much like...
those are not the same.
Yeah, this movie is very much like, yeah, hey, I'm glad you just spoke to me. I'm glad you felt comfortable enough to tell me this. No, you murdered someone.
No.
Dude, it's over, buddy. But also, like, I'll help you hide the body. You know, that's fine. But yeah, so then John obviously does the smart thing and runs away. So, okay. And then like, I think Ranveer, yeah. So he runs away and then he tells Bipasha, we need to fucking leave. Meet me here. Right. And Bipasha's like, okay. I'll come there. And obviously doesn't show up. Instead, a car shows up and the car runs over John because John doesn't fucking move.
And a very throwaway character in the middle of the movie who was supposed to be the manager of Gulshan turns out to be the guy who, the would-be assassin.
Yeah.
So that was stupid.
That was fucking dumb.
But John manages to somehow escape this and then he shows up at Bipasha's house. Like, oh, you tried to kill me, but I'm alive. And Bipasha's like, oh no. So then John said, you know, you manipulated me. You killed Gulshan. I'm like, no, John, you killed Gulshan.
Yeah.
And Bipasha's also like, yeah, you can't kill Gulshan.
Hey man, you can't kill Gulshan. And she said,
John was like, main tumhare pyar mein beh gaya tha. I'm like, no, it wasn't.
Was it pyar? And also the iconic line, which is, you know, she's like, oh, he's like, didn't you love me? He's like, ye jism pyar nahi janta. Janta hai to sirf.
Yeah, sexy, sex and Bhook.
Oh yeah, we killed a dude together. Now we're on the run, but I just wanted the money. But yeah, just some key Bhook. Sure. This is a sex movie, guys. Come on. Yeah, sure. Even the director's like, hey, come on. This is a sex movie. Come on. It's like, is it though?
I don't love you because
sex.
What?
Why are they talking about sex? Why they murdered someone? And there's like a gun there. Anyway, so Bipasha says don't, and John does the other dumb thing, which is like classic dumb thing that he does. She does. He's like, yeah. I'm gonna go to the police and tell. Why would you tell her? Don't tell her that you're gonna confess. Just leave. But then she shoots him. But she had the gun there anyway, so I'm guessing she would have shot him anyway.
She shoots him in the butt. It's kind of a dick move.
I thought it was low back.
Shoot someone in the butt.
I'll be honest.
I'm pretty sure it hit the cheek. It looked like it hit the cheek.
He's looking at the cheek. So, yeah.
Looking at John's cheeks, yeah.
So
then John walks up to her and he's like, you know, shoot me in the heart. Dil mein chhed karo. I'm like, stop making it weird, man. Just like, why are you going to make murder weird? Just like, do like, and die.
Why,
right?
Gonna make...
why do you have to be like, shoot me in the heart, daddy?
Why are you going to make murder sexy? John's just like, I got to make everything sexy, even murder. And like, then we realized...
Go to the Hrithik Roshan school of dying.
Yeah. I think like, you know, the Game of Thrones season finale, which spoilers if you haven't watched
yeah,
it. Also, obviously. Don't watch it. You'll waste 8 seasons.
It's horrible.
You'll have hope.
Jism is a lot. Yeah, Jism is a lot like Game of Thrones, guys. And for once, I agree, actually.
The student has become the master because he's now saying...
Thank you.
Thank you. But yeah, so John, just like John, actually, funnily enough, just like John... shoots Bipasha Basu, and when they're making out, by the way, which is just to add the extra sex, they were like, why were like,
he shot her with his gun.
With his tongue. And she's dead now. And then John is like, he calls his friends and he's like, yeah, I gotta do one more thing before I die.
Oh my god. And I was hoping that God would be smoking a cigarette because he has chain smoked throughout this movie.
Yeah.
But it was something so fucking stupid.
Surat Sir ko namaskar. Which is, by the way, if you're thinking that Surat Sir is a person, no, it's just the sun. He just wants to say hi to the sun before he goes. And then he dies.
Yeah.
And that's the end of Jism. Jism ends without sex, unfortunately, just with death. So.
Yeah. Jism was a movie.
Yeah, it was a movie. Yeah. It was a movie. Like, of all the movies that we've done, it's definitely not the worst. It's not even close. We've done some horrible movies. But it's not the most exciting. You know, like, you know, Mujhse Dosti Karogi was exciting. Dashan was exciting.
Dashan was exciting.
Like, even... No, Carl was boring, wasn't it? Soldier was terrible, but we got a good episode out of it. Gupt was great. Bazigar was...
Bazigar was
like...
I think Bazigar was my favorite.
Best film that we've done, you know, easily.
Easily, by a fucking country mile. But yeah, you want to go out on a high, but sometimes you just, you know...
That's what life is. Hey, kids. Hey, listen to me,
what?
Kids. It's fucking hard, okay? Life is unfair, and it knocks you down. And it doesn't let you get back up sometimes. And that's what Jism's like. It knocks you... Anyway, so I'm gonna miss you guys. This is
you watched Rocky, didn't you?
Yeah. He's Sylvester Stallone's good in that. He's not good in a lot, but he's good in that.
He was really good in that, yeah. It's true. Who's your favorite Rocky movie?
Rocky, okay, I'm not gonna lie. I haven't seen a lot of the Rocky movies. But my favorite Rocky movie is Creed. I really like Creed.
You know, this generation, you know, that's what's wrong with this generation.
I think for me, it's died.
They don't appreciate cinema.
I didn't like Creed 2, if I'm being honest. I wasn't a fan. But I like the first Rocky movie. I like Rocky 4 and I like Creed. I think those are the main ones.
Oh, okay. Rocky 4 is my favorite. Yeah, so, yeah, you know, you get a free pass.
Yeah. On that note, for some reason, for Rocky, for some reason, this is us winding down, I guess, and we've had 69 of these fuckers. We've done 69
of them.
And yeah. You know what? Like, I'll miss so many. What's your Rashi? I do want to thank a few guests that we've had. Like, every guest that we've had. Like, you know.
Every guest.
We had Rayon on. We had Floyd on. We had Surbi on. We had, like, who else? We had...
Yeah, we had Vyasar on. We had,
That was a weird time, dude. Like, we just got Indian matchmaking guests on. We got Guru on. Because we, like, tweeted about it. And he was like, hey, guys, can we talk? And that was great.
Yeah, hey, guy. I thought he was going to go like, hey, guys, you want to throw hands? But he turned out to be super nice about it.
Also,
so
we live really
Guru.
Far away from him, so it'd be hard. Yeah, we but Vyasar was great. Like, Vyasar watched...
Do you think you could take Guru?
Don't do this to me. Oh, my God. That's going to... Someone's going to clip that up and be like, Guru, by the way, and he's going to... I'll start a podcast with Guru.
No, no, we're kidding, Guru. That was a fun episode.
That was a great episode. Vyasar was fantastic. Like, his Krish... Like, he watched Krish, you know, by himself. That's rough, man. So thank you for that. And yeah, like we just had a lot of our friends on early on. Like we had Madhvi on, we had Devina on, we had Ajinkya on. We had like a Deep Fried who I've name revealed him so many times at this point that it doesn't fucking matter. I'll just say Deep Fried for now. He's been on the most probably.
So many of
them. We had him for Carl once and he didn't even watch it, but he remembered it better than us. It was insane.
How do you remember a movie that he watched 10 years ago and still do better than us?
Yeah. But yeah.
But it has been fun and it's been great. And all good things must come to an end.
Yeah.
Which is why Jism will never end. But
yeah, Jism's still going on. By the way, yeah, Jism 7 coming out in theaters near you. This is a promotion for Jism 7. This is not goodbye. It's just
this entire podcast has been one giant promotion for Jism.
Yeah, we are the Jism Cinematic Universe. We're building to the finale, and that's Jism 7. Yeah. But yeah, thanks everyone for supporting and listening and sending nice messages and saying like, "Hey, we love your stuff." That's always nice, even though we don't know how to receive compliments. But we're working on that. So
we're working on that. Yeah, it's been really nice. You know. This kind of following, it was a small but really nice kind of following that everyone was kind of invested in what we were doing.
Yeah, and
always nice to see.
Just to touch upon the watch parties, like those were kind of the backbone of this for me, like at one point, because I really got to know some of you. Like I'm friends with some of you now through this, and like and you guys are fucking hilarious. So if anyone's trying to start a podcast, firstly don't, because you know. Then you'll run, you'll beat the fuck out of us in terms of traction and all those things. Because numbers.
Can you imagine? If you guys start a podcast and your first fucking episode has 1,000 hits, we're going to cry. We'll be happy for you. We're also going to be fucking salty.
But also, a lot of you are really funny and should. That's
great. Yeah, you probably should.
You probably should. So, yeah.
That's it from us. And I guess we won't be seeing you anytime soon.
God, don't end like that.
How do you end on a positive? I do not end on a positive note.
You just
note.
Say, hey, it's Shabba Khair. Good night. Thank you, Devi or Sanjano. This is KBC.
No fucking way I'm ending it. No fucking way I'm ending
This is Tiger Shroff. Tiger Shroff should start like a hosting show. This is, wow. How do we end this?
Tiger Shroff should be on Jism.
But then he takes his mask off and it's Tiger.
It's a tiger. Yeah. I think that's it.
Oh, whoa.